Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sandhya, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the NIIT Limited Quarter 3 Results Investor Conference Call. The call is hosted by IDFC FIRST AIF. For the duration of the presentation, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. I will be standing by for the question and answer session. Now, I would like to hand over to Ms. Shweta. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Sandhya. It's a pleasure to welcome you all to the Quarter 3 FY10 earnings call of NIIT Limited. With us, we have the senior management team of NIIT, led by Mr. Vijay Thadani, the CEO. I will now hand over the floor to Mr. Vijay Thadani to take it forward. Over to you, Mr. Thadani.
Thank you, Shweta. Thank you very much for joining us on this call. Just wanted to first communicate that the results were taken or announced by finalized by the board on Saturday. But since Saturday was not very convenient to everybody for the call, we decided to have the call this morning. Second thing which I do want to say is that we are covering quarter three, and quarter three for the last as many years that we have been declaring results is the weakest quarter of the year, being the seasonal nature of the business. So these two facts kept in mind, I would like to take you through the highlights. The results have been on the website since Saturday, and I'm sure you had an opportunity to go through them. But I will quickly take you through, and then we'll open it up for Q&A. As usual, I'll first describe the environment in which the organization was in the last quarter. I think overall buoyancy in the Indian industry and economic scenario, with estimates of GDP growth estimating to be strong in the second half, and therefore an overall of 7.5% to 8% GDP growth being looked at next year. The jobs are bad, that is very obvious from every day's announcements, as well as the various studies which have been done. Net employment outlook is plus 39% for Q4, and this is an 18% YOY improvement over the previous year. In every announcement of every IT major quarterly results, we have heard about hiring plans, and as well as banks, which are a very important customer base of ours. Both private and public sector banks have increased their hiring and announced their hiring patterns. And these are obviously very visible in the marketplace. US, Europe, or the Western world in general, while we can say there are green shoots seen in this area, the overall expectation is of a slow recovery and caution. There is excitement and enthusiasm to look at the future, but on the ground, the movement is slow. In India, back to India, at a policy level, education and skills are occupying a large part of government policy initiatives and are visible through progressively interesting announcements during the quarter and new initiatives which are becoming visible. So overall, if I was to summarize, US and Western world still cautious, India and this side of the world very, very bullish on going forward. So in that, the highlights of last quarter, if we go down from revenue level, revenues were up 2% year on year, and net revenues are at 2.83 billion. Profitability, on the other hand, has been up very significantly, 36% year on year at EBITDA level at 312 million, with EBITDA margin improvement of 278 basis points on a year on year basis. Net profit is better in growth terms, 74% year on year at 95 million. The key driver for this was an enrollment back growth in individual segment. Individual segment is a very important measure, and enrollments are a very important lead indicator of the consumer sentiment. And the good news is that we saw a very decent enrollment growth in the last quarter, which makes us feel stronger about the growth in individual segments. The school's learning solutions had a continued growth, and in corporate sector or in the corporate part of our business, we had a mixed results with some parts growing very, very well and encouragingly, and the others continuing to be bogged down by the economic pressures. Overall, the product mix was in favor of high margin products and therefore a better product mix, which was predominantly IP-led, helped us in getting the better margins. Of course, contributed and supported by higher execution efficiency and sustainable and sustained cost management actions. If you go one level lower, individual business was at 11% year on year. It's an interesting trend. Quarter one, we had grown by were flat year on year. Quarter two, we were 7%. Quarter three, we are 11%. So that shows an improving trend as far as performance of the individual segment is concerned. However, irrespective of that, the EBITDA margin year on year basis in each quarter have improved, and including this quarter, this our EBITDA margin is at 20%, which is 81 basis points improvement over last year. In schools, the net revenue was up by 19% year on year. I must remind you that in the last quarter, we had seen a blip because of execution of a particular milestone in a particular contract, and we had also talked about the fact that that blip would obviously affect the future quarter. So in many cases, in many ways, we had actually got the revenue for this quarter partly in last quarter itself. So we had a 19% year on year. EBITDA margin has a 282 basis points improvement. It's at 18% in this quarter. Corporate at the net revenue level may appear to be a slower quarter compared to the same period last year, which is minus 8%. But that also has an impact of foreign exchange, which, if taken away at a volume level, will be minus 5%. And now, if we see that trend over the last few quarters, we will once again see that the negative growth in corporate business is actually reducing. And in volume terms, actually, there has been an improvement quarter on quarter. And therefore, to an extent, it points to a recovery phenomenon. The EBITDA margin improvement is, of course, a substantial 369 basis points on a year-on-year basis. In new businesses, the net revenue is at 91 million, which is up 4% year-on-year. Very encouraging part of this is that it's the first time in this year that net new businesses have shown a positive growth. Once again, contributed predominantly by two aspects. One is the banking enrollment, which are back, and the second is management enrollment, which again are showing a healthy trend. So, impact of the Indian environment and Indian economic recovery is visible in these numbers, and the subdued sentiment in the West is also equally visible in the numbers in international businesses. What is also interesting is a healthy order intake. We had a 758 million rupees order intake in the school learning solutions and a $34.7 million order intake in corporate learning solutions. Both these are strong pointers to the future. Looking at some growth drivers or some revenue drivers, the individual learning solutions enrollment grew by 22%. With if we go even one level lower, engineering segment had a 64% growth and infrastructure management services had 58% growth. Placements have continued to be strong, though at percentage term, and that may also be because of larger denominator last year, the placements in this quarter in percentage terms have been lower, but our CYD growth is at 29%. We added 641 new schools during the quarter, which contributed to the order intake that we talked about. And the other issue is the non-government revenue this quarter has grown up by 42% year on year. In corporate learning solutions, the essential contribution has come from learning products and training outsourcing, whereas custom learning solutions as well custom learning solutions and the print part of the business continue to be affected by the economic downturn that the Western world is going through. Overall, if we look at each of the businesses in slightly more detail, we will perhaps go down to who contributed what. At a revenue level, the individual business, which last year same period was 50% of the total, is now 52% of the total. Corporate, which was last year same period 37% of the total, it is 34%. And schools is also, which was 9% of the total, is now at 11%. So the percentage contribution is reduced by corporate, but the beneficiaries of that are individual and schools, and therefore you have a positive year-on-year growth in revenues. In EBITDA, the single largest contribution to EBITDA has come from corporate, where corporate contribution to EBITDA has increased from 19% to 28% of the EBITDA this quarter, while schools and individuals have contributed their bit. At a geography level, as I already mentioned, India and the rest of the world have shown a positive change, whereas US and Europe would have had a negative impact. Looking at the performance against last year, in revenues, if we take an impact of foreign exchange movement, 60 million rupees will have to be added to have a volume depiction of the same number. Going one level lower to the individual businesses, some more details. During the quarter, we announced tie-ups with IBM and SAP to offer training programs in their respective technologies. These are likely to have good effects as we go forward. China, the PPP model continues to be successful, and we added actually one more PPP center during the year, during the quarter. In schools, as I mentioned, while non-GSA segment is still very small, just 25% of the revenue, but it's steadily increasing because the growth in that is 42% compared to the same period last year. In schools, we have also added, so it's a very small part in the non-GSA segment, teacher training, and that part is at this point of time very small, but will become significant in times to come. In the corporate learning solutions, it is essentially a story of product mix change and better execution, which has contributed to the 369 basis points improvement that we saw in operating margin. In new businesses, the enrollment in banking as well as management training program increase in that is what contributed to the change. And yet, we also offered or got into newer tie-ups as we went forward. Last few quarters, we've been declaring the IP-led revenue as a percentage of NIT revenue, and that now stands at 42% of the revenue. And by the way, that is a contributor to the improved margin that we saw. Overall return on capital employed as of December is now at 12%. There is an improvement over last quarter. Our receivables were higher in this quarter, and DSO days have risen because of two contributors. One, the last two quarters implementation of government contracts whose outstanding, as you know, is cleared at a slower pace. And the second, a bumper quarter as far as Element A is concerned, which in the end of December, invoicing would perhaps yield results in terms of cash flow in this quarter. So, Element A had a very good quarter, which would have contributed something to the increased debtors as far as invoicing was concerned. Free cash addition was very small at 37 million rupees in this quarter. As I mentioned before, most of the contracts were executed towards the end of last quarter and were accounted for in that period. At headcount level, our headcount was up by 41 to 3540 as the headcount at the end of that end of the quarter. Overall, if I was to look at the future direction, we do see that the segments which have begun to fire in individual learning, which is the infrastructure management, which is the higher end training, and newer areas that we are getting into, we continue to see positive trends there. I mentioned to you that from a flat first quarter to a 7% growth in second and 11% in third points to an accelerating trend as we go forward. Having said that, I also must point out that we had been discussing a revenue growth of about 10% for the year as a whole. So if one was to take a stock of where we are versus that, it does indicate a steep increase in the last quarter for us to achieve that, that while our efforts will be on to look at that as a possibility. However, we must point out that while in revenue terms, we may not be able to reach the 10% target growth, the fact that it is an accelerating trend, the fact that we will continue to see the benefit of that accelerating trend, and the fact that in any case, on EBITDA front, we expect to maintain the 100 to 160 basis points improvement on a year-on-year basis of FY10 would be some positive indication. In schools, we continue to see a strong growth in GSA, though, as I mentioned, given the large capital intensity of this business, we are selective in the businesses that we are picking up, and are making sure that the non-government business continues to grow at a faster pace, and that is visible from even this quarter's results. We have some assured annuity revenue because of the existing order book that we have created, including in the last quarter. In corporate, e-learning products and large training outsourcing deals will continue to be the key drivers. We had a very successful quarter, last quarter in learning products, and we expect that trend to continue. Overall, the volatility and the uncertainty in the global market continues to remain a cause of concern. Though the product lines in, which are working well, we expect those to continue to contribute. So once again, here our focus is on improving profitability, and we expect that we will be online as far as our profitability goals and objectives are concerned during the year. In new businesses, with the revival of the economy and hiring patterns in hand, we expect that to now get on to a fast track and continue with the path that we had reached before the slowdown had come, and therefore be able to grow fast in the next few quarters. Our cost management and other initiatives will continue as projected. So overall, we do believe that except in US and Europe, the improving trends seen in the last quarter are expected to persist and in fact yield us better results as we go forward. So I will pause at this time and open the floor for questions. I must mention, like always, we have our senior management team around the table, and we will be very happy to answer your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the Q&A interactive session. Participants who wish to ask questions at India location, please press star 1. And participants connected to international location, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. On pressing star 1 and 01, participants will get a chance to present their questions on a first-in-line basis. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. To ask a question, please press star 1 and 01 now. First in line, we have a question from Ms. Krishma Shah from Envision Capital. Over to you, please.
Yeah, hi. I just want to know a couple of things. As you said that the private school or the school revenue is up 42%. What is the mix of the private and the government schools as on date? And how has been the revenue contribution during the quarter?
So, the contribution of government schools is 75%.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mentioned that the non-government revenues have increased by 42%.
Okay. And the number of schools as on date total, and of which how much are private?
641 schools were added during the quarter.
Yeah, that's
the total number of schools as on date will come to, I'll just give you that number.
Yeah.
And how much of that will be private? Okay, I'll just give you that. I'll just pull it up.
Okay. And all the 641 are the government schools, right?
33 of them are private schools.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on. I'll give you that data point. 12,602 is the total number.
Sorry, I missed that.
12,602.
Okay.
And of which non-government schools will be 1,407.
Okay. So, how has it grown in the, how has the growth been in the private school segment sequentially?
Sequentially, one moment, I'll have to check if I do that. We normally measure all growth year on year basis, so I pull that out, I'll give it to you.
Okay, okay. And you also said that there is still a sluggishness on the custom learning segment. For the corporate learning segment. Okay, and we've also seen a sequential drop in margin. Is this more because December is the last quarter or something, or you would get back to a decent number of margins going ahead?
Yeah, see, there is a movement during the year, and that's why I have to keep repeating that our business has seasonality patterns, and it's not like the IT services business where sequential growth obviously has a strong meaning. So we always therefore compare on year-on-year basis.
Okay. And how have been the volumes on the online learning segment within the corporate learning?
The online learning has grown 8% year-on-year.
In volume terms?
In volume terms, will be actually a little more than that. It will be maybe 2 percentage points extra.
Okay. So now...
Volume is 8.
Volume is 8.
Okay. Just one moment. Let me give you a second. We have actually mentioned that in one of our slides. Yeah, it's volume is 8%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when does the operating leverage, at what level does the operating leverage kick us for us, because this is the biggest contributor within the corporate learning segment for us?
The operating leverage, so as you can see, every extra dollar that you earn in this particular case, the cost of development is already amortized. And therefore, every additional dollar that you get generates extra margin for you. And that's the reason you have more margin. Of course, there are some author royalties and stuff like that which have to be shared with the subject matter experts and stuff like that.
Okay.
So this is a high margin part of the business.
Oh, okay. And when you say IP-led revenue, what are you including in that?
IP-led.
Yeah.
Intellectual property led.
Yes, yes. So what
so
is
these are, wherever we deploy our intellectual property and we get a license kind of a revenue, in contrast to, so services-based revenue, which is the other source of income which we have.
Okay. Okay. Fine. And do we have any debt on the books?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
The total debt, did I not get that number? Okay. Is 3576. Yes, for now. The net debt for net debt is at 3997 million.
3997 million. Oh, okay. And how is the repayment schedule for the debt over the next 1 year?
I can share that with you separately, but many of those are working capital limits, so repayment is based on how we use it.
Okay, okay. And one last thing, you have a resolution in place for the fundraising. So how has that progressed? Any timelines, etc. attached to that?
No, nothing as yet. As we had mentioned even in the last time, that's an enabling resolution, and based on the stability in the market, right now the volatility in the market is very high, and therefore based on the stability in the market, we would then look at our requirements and then take a decision. But idea was to be able to move quickly in case we are able to see a situation.
Okay, and what are the debtor days? You said that they've increased during the quarter. So what does it mean?
108 days.
Sorry?
108 days.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have a question from Mr. Dipen Shah from Kotak Securities. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, we did a couple of questions. First of all, in terms of the individual business, the trend which you have witnessed over the past 2 to 3 quarters in terms of growth rates has been encouraging, but and obviously we will not be reaching the 10% mark, but can we expect the higher growth rate, that trend to continue at least?
Yes. So first of all, I would not like to discount the fact that we would not. Yes, it is a steep climb for the last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
We would have liked to see a much higher acceleration if we had to achieve the year. Otherwise, everything is in the last.
Mm-hmm.
We have a steep climb in the last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But we do see that trend now will continue over the next 2 years period. And I think in the next 24 months, we should be back to our historic growth rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year should see a substantial acceleration from where we are today.
Okay. Well, just very qualitatively, when we had taken up this 10% growth, we had made some assumptions. So over the past 2 quarters, which are the areas which you think have not panned out in line with your expectations?
I would say, Raghu may perhaps add to that, but if I were to give a headline, I think the response to the long-term courses, because that creates an energy-based revenue,
sure,
came slower than what we thought.
Okay.
Our aim was to, though last quarter was particularly encouraging, but we would have liked to see a much better one in the previous quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And last quarter, I think in our GNIT series, we have seen a 21% growth in enrollment.
Okay.
Which is very encouraging.
Okay.
However, that's in a small quarter and in the back end of the year. And in the back end of the quarter also.
Okay.
Because there are other issues you must see is 22% growth in enrollment, but only 11% growth in revenue.
Okay.
That shows that even the timing of those enrollments was more backloaded towards the end of the quarter.
Okay, fair enough. And the other part is that
the longer term program is the one where we would have liked to see a better growth than what we actually had. And we would like to see the longer term growth to happen earlier in the quarter than the way it happened. So,
okay.
You say you're right.
Okay. So it's basically just a postponement of the growth rates and nothing which has changed structurally or which is different from what you had thought of?
No, I think just the response has been slower on calendar.
Okay, okay. And
our competitive position has actually improved substantially.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, infrastructure management services was not an area where NIIT had a very strong focus in the previous years.
Mm-hmm.
If you see over the last 5 or 6 quarters,
mm-hmm.
we took that on because, as you know, infrastructure management outsourcing was also a very important part of the IT services industry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it has a role in infrastructure creation for the country also.
Sure.
So we took that on as an area, and I think while some of our competitors are not publicly listed, but at least on an activity at the ground level,
mm-hmm.
we can certainly say that it has put a definite dent in their market share to our advantage.
Okay, sure. And is it possible for us to tell for you to tell us the actual numbers of enrollments in the long-term courses? While it's been a 21% growth.
I may not be able to give it to you right away.
Okay.
Would you have those numbers? We can revert to you.
Okay, fair enough. And what would be the average fees for a GNIIT course right now?
It is 137,000,
including tax.
And this will be for a 2+1 course?
It is a 3-year, yeah, 2+1.
Okay, okay.
There are some fast track options also, but mm-hmm. the fee would perhaps be the same.
Okay, fair enough. And the other part is in the new businesses, while we have seen the growth rates pick up on a quarter-on-quarter basis, if I have to see, the expenditure also as compared to the previous quarter has risen. Is there any one-off thing or is it purely business expenditure?
No, thanks for pointing it out. I forgot to say that in my remark. In the last quarter, the banks suddenly opened the employment doors.
Okay.
And we actually went for a major campaign, which you may have seen, mm-hmm. and it's even continuing as we speak now.
Yeah.
Because we have specific confirmed requests from banks, confirmed appointment letters from banks for about 1,500 people, 1,500 bankers that we have to give to them in the next 3 months' time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there was a, and now that this is after 9 months of subdued activity,
mm-hmm.
when we were trying to actually create new courses and new opportunities for people to take generic careers, pursue generic careers.
Okay.
So there was a major campaign which was in last quarter and is going on right now.
Okay.
Obviously, the revenue follows that campaign.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. So, any figures in terms of what could have been that additional spend in the quarter?
My feeling is it will be up to the level of 17 to 20 million rupees.
Oh, 17 to 20 million rupees. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and that will continue for this quarter?
It's continuing in this quarter, but this quarter the revenue impact will take
okay.
advantage. Okay. Last quarter we got enrollment, but we would not have been able to service that completely.
Okay. And,
as you know, revenue comes faster because these are intensive courses and therefore happen in 3 to 6 months.
Okay. And basically, if we can have some sort of an idea on where do you see the margins in the corporate and the new businesses settling, you obviously said in the individual business for the year, we should be looking at about 150 kind of an improvement. But how about the corporate and the new businesses? Any trends for the current year, that is one quarter, and if something on the next year?
Yeah. So if you know projection for corporate, since we are discussing corporate,
yeah.
was about 200 to 300 basis points over what we had done last year.
Mm-hmm.
We are well ahead of that.
Okay.
We are at least ahead by that, if you look at first 9 months, by about 100-150 basis points over what we said will happen.
Yeah, okay.
Stability has been better than what we projected, even though this quarter, on a comparative basis, compared to last 2 quarters, there was an impact of foreign exchange, though very little on margin,
mm.
even more on top line.
Mm.
And therefore, we expect to see that trend continuing.
Mm-hmm.
While we had projected 200 to 300 basis points improvement in corporate over last year,
mm-hmm.
we will actually see 400 to 450 basis points improvement over last year.
Correct.
It will be more like 7% plus, 7 to 8% that range.
Okay.
Exchange will play a small role in that point.
Okay.
So in corporate, at a margin level, we are ahead of our projection.
Okay.
And substantially ahead of our projection.
Sure.
In individual, your question was on new businesses. So in new businesses, if I take the new businesses which were actually should not be called new or had nearly become old, which is banking and management training, we will make profit in the coming quarter. So in the up to first 3 quarters, we have had a loss. We will make a profit just because we are going for a huge student recruitment, which I mentioned to you.
Okay.
And after that, we expect them to come back on the growth trajectory that they were on before the slowdown.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. As far as the other, which is the BPO-based new business, which is NIT Unica, and some other newer activities that you are looking at, there, I think the we had mentioned in the last quarter also that we expect them to get a break-even quarter more like first quarter of next year rather than last quarter of this year.
Okay. Okay.
So that's where we are at this time.
Okay. Fair enough. And lastly, just one issue on the debt component is nearly 400 crores, which is probably increasing every quarter. Actually, can we have some more comfort on that front, like any plans to reduce debt? The QIP, obviously, you said will be done only when market improves, but that is one thing which we had to actually get addressed. And if you can give us some cash balance also at the end of the quarter.
Yeah, I have the cash balance. ₹681 million.
Okay.
Is the cash balance. So let me talk about the debt. I think the debt will actually reduce even in this quarter itself.
Okay.
Because as you know, one contributor to debt is the high amount of revenue activity which has taken place in schools business.
Okay.
In the quarter 2 and quarter 3.
Yeah.
Those are two strong contributors. So as soon as those outstandings come, and as I said, most of the debt in this case is a working capital kind of a debt, working capital limit. So as soon as the money comes in, the debt utilization reduces immediately.
Okay.
The second thing which we are doing is overall, I think our average interest rate has also come down because we swapped a few loans to lower interest rate loans. So our overall interest burden has also come down. However, I think your concern is coming more out of liquidity.
Yeah, liquidity.
The second is today the debt in certain way is servicing the start of some of the new businesses, and we are making sure that some of those businesses will turn around. So I think additional operating cash flows will also contribute to that. So we see a substantial reduction in debt happening in this quarter itself.
Okay.
On the other hand, you are absolutely right that for growing some of the businesses which are more capital intensive, we need to look at funding those growth. But we are trying to see if we can make sure that the business. That particular business rather than the whole of NIT carries the burden of that debt. So those are issues in structuring which we are still looking at.
Okay, fair enough. Just very last thing, one figure, what's the average cost of debt right now and how much has it reduced?
Well, I'll just give that to you, it should happen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have a question from Yogesh Parikh from Alchemy Shares. Over to you, sir.
Sir, what is our guidance for the individual IT business for FY10?
At this point of time, I think in the next quarter we would be in a better position to talk about it because it's a recovery situation and we will have a better impact of the season coming ahead of us. Right now, it will be sufficient to say that if we see the trend which we have seen of 0, 7, 11, and I think next quarter will be more than that, should point us to saying that we should be in the 10 to 15% growth in the next year overall. However, we'll be able to give you a much better situation of that perhaps in the next quarter.
Okay. And sir, in the new businesses, actually our overall, in absolute term, our cost has increased by 3 crores on the sequential basis. Okay. Even though the revenue hasn't seen any significant effect. Any reason for that?
Yeah, so I had pointed out part of that, and in fact a lot of that is to do with the campaign that we would have seen. And, you know, sequential, I don't know whether is a correct measure of that.
Even on the YOY basis, actually cost has gone up.
Yeah.
Actually, we might not have opened any new centers, I believe.
No, we have not.
Yes.
In these places, it is only... The increased cost is primarily contributed by the campaigns that we have because of renewed interest in banking enrollment, I mean in enrollment from banking courses specifically.
Sir, if I have heard you right, you were saying something like 20 to 30 million additional revenue we are expecting for the next quarter from new businesses. Because of the new request you have received, no?
Yeah.
Right? So, because of the campaign, we have already done 3 crore rupees extra. And next to next, we are expecting around 2 to 3 crore rupees extra in the new businesses. Are these businesses really picking up?
Of course, they are really picking up but I am not able to see how you have done the revenue calculation as well as the other calculation. So let me, for clarity, maybe it is a good idea to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, in banking alone, we have between 1,500 new appointment letters, which means people are ready with their appointments. We have to service over the next 3 to 4 months. For this, some courses, enrollment happened during last quarter and courses have started. Some more which is happening as we speak, and our aim is to service that requirement as quickly as possible.
Okay.
That is the correct statement. Now, of the new businesses, there are, as I mentioned, two kinds. There is one which are fledgling new businesses, and there are others which actually should have gone into the category of mature businesses, such as banking and management courses, because they have been there for more than 1 year. However, they landed in rough weather because of the economic situation last quarter. Those will recover, and they are expecting that those businesses to make profit during the current quarter.
And what is the ratio of these courses for which we are expecting that in terms of the revenue, what is their contribution in the new businesses revenue?
It will be very substantial because they are the big drivers of the new business at this time.
Fair to assume 70 to 80%, because this where the business is only we started the new business.
Yeah, it will be more like 70 than 80, yes.
Okay. Okay. That's just one.
Then your answer to your question, improvement in cost of debt on a quarter-on-quarter basis is 40 basis points.
Okay. Okay. That's just one.
Thank you
very much, sir. Next in line, we have a question from Mr. Abhishek Anand from Centrum Broking. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Basically, in individual lending sector, wanted to have any color on China market. Is it like a one-time effect or any trend we are seeing in the China market?
China, by and large, has grown very well in the first 3 quarters. Mm-hmm. And maybe, Raghu, you can explain.
Yeah. China has been a mention in the previous context. We have added the new model of presence, namely the public-private partnership model.
Mm-hmm.
We have been setting up centers in a few locations. In the last quarter, Changzhou Center has come into operation and we have a good kickoff of the center. Now, during the last 3 quarters, we have grown nicely in China, and this is not a one-time. We have put on-ground programs as well as channels in order to keep sustainability on the growth that we are seeing in China.
Sure, sir. So what kind of growth can we see from the China market going forward from our new initiative?
Well, a healthy double digit is definitely something that one should expect in China. In the between 20 and 30% growth from China should not be an issue. That's the kind of numbers that we are looking at.
corporate learning solution, we've seen some growth of 10% in the order book. So what could be the nature of this order book? And secondly, within corporate, we were doing some government projects. Any outlook on that? What kind of projects and does that include in the order book which we are seeing in the quarter three?
Answering your second question, yes. My primary growth rate in the order book of corporate business is come from learning products, which is a part of the Element K portfolio in US. As I mentioned, they had a bumper quarter during last quarter, and that is contributing substantially to the order intake. Government orders in India are there and are added, but Indian business will always remain a small part of the overall corporate learning solutions, just given the fact of the dollar rupee parity issues itself and what kind of returns that you get in the Indian business. Having said that, we do have some good wins in the skills development initiatives which Government of India has launched.
Sure, sir. Any within the revenue this quarter, did we had any government contract revenue?
Oh, yes. In fact, our Indian part of the business this quarter grew 40% year-on-year.
And actually,
it's a very small number, so I didn't talk about it because it's a very small number. Sure. It contributes very small percentage.
Sure, sir. And, sir, one last data point. What would be the interest cost this quarter?
Net interest this quarter was 90.
And what would be the gross interest?
What will be the gross interest? 114.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants connected to India Bridge who wish to ask questions may kindly press *1 on their telephone keypad. Participants connected to International Bridge may kindly press *01 on their telephone keypad. I repeat, participants in India Bridge can press *1 for asking questions. Participants at International Bridge can kindly press *01 to ask a question. Next, we have a question from Ms. Viva from Angel Broking. Over to you, ma'am.
Yeah, hello. Congrats on good set of numbers. I have one question related to Element K business.
Yes.
Could I get numbers related to revenues and on margins?
Of Element K business?
Yeah.
We won't have that available separately because it's integrated in many ways.
Okay, but some insight to the business and growth going forward.
Yeah, I can explain you.
Yeah.
So overall, when we have our business, we have learning products. Learning products is now 33% of our total business. This quarter, it has increased. And in percentage share, learning products is primarily coming from Element K. So Element K has other businesses where they also, their activity and our activity is together. That's the reason I'm not able to isolate Element K for you separately. So the second part of Element K's business is print, which is print and publishing. That is a business which has actually not done well and has not been doing well because of low training center requirement. There they service training centers across the world of various technology companies, and that area is still very, very slow, even though they have added more technology companies whom they are servicing. And the third part is custom learning solutions. Custom learning solutions in both the places is challenged. In custom learning solutions and printing part of the business, what we've been able to do is downsize this the operation to a size so that at least we are able to get a better margin. And in learning products, the growth is helping the better margin. So overall margin of the corporate learning solutions, where Element K by itself would contribute quite substantially. I would say 60% plus. There, the margin has improved on year-on-year basis, as you know, at 369 basis points.
Okay. That's fine.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next in line, we have a question from Mr. Deepen Shah from Kotak Securities. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, have you been able to do any fee hikes in the individual business? And if not, when do you think you should be in a position to increase fees?
I'll defer it to Raghu.
Right now, we have not increased the fees in the individual segments, and we don't have a visibility of when we will change it. Primarily, we want to settle down with the volatility that we've seen in the recent quarters to a steady growth.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at it in terms of individual business segments within the individual,
mm-hmm.
there are opportunities. So our intention is to bring it to a consistent steady state growth phase back again.
Okay.
I think the other way of answering your question is right now the focus is on getting the volume growth back.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, consumers are not the switches who can be turned on and off easily.
Sure.
But you have to work very high. And if you see, I think we are now doing about 11 or 12 seminars a month
mm-hmm.
in each location, across the country,
mm-hmm.
educating people as to why IT and IT services and banking and service sector economies are recovering and why they should look at those jobs very seriously.
Okay.
So, it's a very, and the disadvantage of being a strong market leader is that you have to lead the show. There is nobody else helping you in reviving the sentiment of the market.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing that. So therefore, focus is on volume improvement, and not yet right now on getting better price points.
Okay.
Soon that will also be the case once the salaries recover and various other things.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have a question from Mr. Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Market. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. See, in the banking sector, you just spoke about through you, 1,500 people will be recruited this year. So, do you have a target how much this 1,500 figure should be in 1 year or 2 years down the line?
Yeah. In the just before the slowdown happened, we were at about 4,500 to 5,000 a year.
Okay.
And we believe that next year we should see those kind of numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. So the question will be actually the interesting part is since there has been so much volatility in the way the job markets have gone up and down. To get the better guys to come forward is actually an important challenge that we have to deal with. Getting numbers is not an issue, but getting the right numbers is the issue. So,
the getting the right people for the courses, is it?
Yeah, the right people whom the bank would like to hire.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I believe there was a newspaper cutting that State Bank of India released an ad for some bank clerks and they got 3 lakh applications.
Right.
Now, one way of looking at it is, wow, 3 lakh could be doing your courses, but then those 3 lakhs are not suitable for us.
Right.
They don't have the basic requirements. So, getting the right level requires a lot of customer communication, which is what we are doing right now. But our aim at that time was to grow if the banking slowdown had not happened. By this time, we should have been servicing 8 to 10,000 students a year.
Okay.
So, we expect to return to that growth rate in at least 24, 30 months' time.
And does this figure include any of the public sector banks or is it only private sector banks?
At this time, public sector banks do not hire directly.
Okay.
Because of their own considerations. But we are working with them.
Okay.
The banking industry is actually going to go through, is going to have a much bigger shortfall than IT services industry.
Okay.
Because they also have a very huge retiring population in the next 5 years. Just
right.
Simple demographics.
Right, absolutely.
They need to replace those people.
Okay.
The question is, their methods which they have used so far for hiring
mm.
have been very traditional. And I think they are now willing to look at newer methods. Some of the banks are opening up. And I think they are hoping that many much more will happen.
Okay. See, in the presentation, you have given a figure of IT-led growth strategy and you have given a graph of how IT-led revenue is growing as a percentage of the total NIT revenue.
Yeah.
And you have talked about in the tagline is non-linear revenue growth supports profit growth. Okay. So, what exactly is this IT-led revenue? I mean, which are the which part of your education business is basically constitute this IT-led revenue?
I'll give you three important components. One is learning products, which are part of the LMIC portfolio.
Absolutely right.
Right?
Okay.
IT-led revenue is when we create an IP and we license it out either for a subscription. And,
okay.
Right? And it is not dependent on the services that we render.
Okay.
So therefore, 58% of our revenue comes out of services we render and 42% on IT.
So element C is one part. Which are other parts?
It is one part of that.
Okay.
The second part would be our private school business.
Okay.
Once again, it's an IT-led offering that we have, the eGuru offering.
Okay, so you basically give the software and after that you earn a revenue every quarter or whatever, is the way it goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the third contributor will be the e-learning as well as IP that we offer in our education business to our channels.
Okay, so what is the kind of IP you give in your education business to your channels? Because that is basically a service, isn't it?
That's not a service, that's a content and a service. So we
just okay. Take out
the content.
Okay. So when somebody is paying say 130,000 for a GNIT course, so part of it is service and part of it is content. Is it what you think?
No. When we talk about the IT-led revenue,
right?
When we give our e-learning as well as content IP,
okay,
business partner to use. He pays a royalty on usage of that. That's an IT-based revenue.
Okay, basically the NIT franchise is you are speaking of?
Yeah, but the only part which is to do with the IT part of our revenue. Because we also deliver them some services, right?
Okay. And do you see this growing as in the past years? I mean, where do you see this figure 2 years down the line as it is 42% in the calendar year?
One of the milestones that we wanted to achieve in next 2 years, we have said that last year, was we want to cross more than 50% of our revenue should come out of non-linear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that should support your profit margin going in disproportionately also.
Exactly. That is the reason we are able to say that we will improve our margin by 100 to 150 basis points.
Okay.
Even as the mix is changing to less services and more IT.
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, sir. At this moment, there are no further questions from the participants. I would like to hand over the floor back to Ms. Shweta for final remarks.
Thanks, Andhya. I just like to ask one question. Sir, I just want to know that how much in revenue terms do the private schools contribute to our SLS business in the quarter?
25% was the contribution in of the non-government segment.
Alright. That's it from my side. Thank you everybody for being on the call. Mr. Tirani, would you like to make any closing remarks?
No, just to say thank you very much for your participation and the questions that you asked us. I think we provided all the answers, if I remember right, but just in case we missed any, please don't hesitate to contact Kapil Saurabh or any one of us, and we'll be very happy to answer those questions. And if there are more details required, please don't hesitate to send us an email or go to our website. There are much more details available. Thank you once again for participating in the call.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, everybody. Let us close the call now. Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing Webex's conferencing service. That concludes this conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you and have a nice day.